Hi everyone. In this video, we will work with HBase clusters in Azure. Microsoft Azure contains Hadoop clusters, and HD Insight is the Microsoft implementation of Hadoop clusters in Microsoft Cloud Computing environment. HBase is the primary cluster type to create NoSQL databases for the Hadoop ecosystem. In this video, we will cover the basics to work with HBase clusters, how to execute CRUD operations, how to create, retrieve, update, and delete records, and HBase database. This is Mustafa Al-Zoghbi. I'm a senior technical evangelist at Microsoft. This is my Twitter handle, at Mustafa Al-Zoghbi. In this video, we will cover the following topics. First of all, how to use HBase shell, how to create tables in HBase, how to insert records in HBase, how to update records, how to delete records, and even how to add or remove columns in HBase tables. In this video, we're going to focus on if you come from any relational database management system experience and you have done some work with Microsoft SQL Server or MySQL or Oracle Database or any other relational database management system, and you want to get to know how to work with HBase cluster, you hear that, okay, you already have a Hadoop cluster, you already have an HBase cluster, and you have a data over there, and you want to know how to do the basics operation, this is the video is focused on how to know the basics, what type of tools that you need to know to get started and work with data that's stored in a Hadoop ecosystem through HBase database. So throughout the video, we're going to have one table and we're going to give you all the examples, how to create it, how to update records, how to insert records, how to delete it through this example. So you know from the start to end, you know if when every time we give you an example on how to update or how to insert, it's all about the order table. So let's go through the order table structure. So we're gonna create an order table, and this order table basically has two columns families. It has the customer family and it has a company family. And we already covered this earlier, and the column family is a group of columns. And within the customer family, we have customer name and customer phone, and within the company family, we have the company name and the company address. And this is a visual representation of the table. So we're gonna have a record that has an order number, which is the key for every record within the order table. And we have the customer column family, which has the customer name and the customer phone. And then we have the company column family that has the company name and company address. So how to start using HBase shell? So the HBase shell, it's a command line. And to get started with HBase shell, you already, once you provision an HD inside HBase cluster, you're gonna have on the desktop an Hadoop command line shortcut. So once you double click and open the Hadoop command line, you need basically to write the following commands to connect to the HBase shell. Once you are connected to the HBase shell, you can execute any HBase command. So the HBase commands, which basically that does any CRUD operation, create, retrieve, update, delete, you have to connect to the HBase shell before doing any HBase command. So from the Hadoop command line, you need to execute the following command. One is the cd, and then you put the environment variable, which is the HBase home slash bin, which basically you are connecting to the directory of the HBase home tools. And then you type the command HBase shell. And once you hit HBase shell, basically you are connected to the HBase shell tool. And then you can start executing and writing HBase commands. So the first thing that we need to cover is how to create HBase table. Based on our example that we need to create an order table that has two column families, one is the customer and one is the company. So it's a very simple command. It's a create, and you give a table name, which is order, comma, and then you list all the column families. Since we just have two column families, so we're gonna have comma, customer, comma, company. Each one of these, the table name or the column family, has to be enclosed in a single quote. So this means this command says that we're gonna create an HBase table named order, and we have two column family, customer and company. So you see in the screenshot. So when I execute and write down create order comma customer comma company and I hit enter, it tells me that you already have created an HBase table called order, and you go back to the command prompt for the HBase shell. How to insert records? Based on the visual representation, I have an order number for Mustafa as a customer who works for Microsoft. So to insert any record in order table, so basically we have to use the put command. So the put command, you write down the table name, comma, the key, comma, the column family, colon, the column name, comma, the value. So if you see here, I say put order, and I put the order number, and then I put the customer name, which basically part of the customer column family, comma, Mustafa. So this means I'm inserting a record for with key 12012015, and the customer name value is Mustafa. The second line, basically, I'm inserting the value for the customer phone. The third line, I'm inserting the value for the company name. The fourth line is I am inserting the value for the company address. Inserting records in HBase tables. To insert a record in an order table, so we need to update four cell values because we have two column families, one for the customer, one for the company. For the customer, we have two values or two cell values, and for the company, we have two cell values. So to insert any record in HBase, you have to use put command. So you put put, and then you put the table name, and then the key, and then you mention the column family, colon, the column name, comma, and then we put the value. So here we're saying put order, we put the key, we put the customer name, and we put Mustafa. The second line, we are inserting the customer phone, and we put the phone value. And the third line, we are inserting the company name, cell value, and the Microsoft. And then the fourth line, we are inserting the company address, and we set Redmond, Washington. So this is how, because we want to insert four cell values, so we have to write four put commands to insert records for the same order table, for the same person, because we have four cell values. And you see here that the put command in this case, basically we are inserting a record in order table with these four cell values. And once you connect to the shell, and you executed all these four commands, you can write scan space comma scan then single space single quote order and hit enter, and this is basically shows you all the records that we have so far in the order table. For update records in HBase tables, you see here in that we're not basically having a different commands as we know on SQL Server. If you have any T-SQL experience, we have insert statement different than the update statement. In HBase, it's the same. You can use put command for inserting and updating records. So the way how HBase deals with it is if the record with the key already exists, HBase update the record or consider this command as an update command. So when we say put order and we put the customer name and we put Mustafa updated, since the HBase table has already this key, so the HBase will update the cell value from Mustafa to Mustafa updated. So we don't have a new or any specific command for updating records in HBase. That's a very important note to take. And also, once you execute any of these commands, you can say scan space order in a single quote. This is, it shows you all the order, or basically the record that we have in order table. And also, if you want to get like select by ID, for example, so you can say get order and you put the ID or the, basically the key for the record. So if you see here, get order comma the key, this is the key basically. It gives basically you a certain record with this key. For deleting records in HBase, so if you want to delete all the cells for a record, you just, there's a command called delete all. So delete all order with the key, basically it removes the whole record from the HBase table. And if you want to delete a certain cell value, so you just say delete order and you put the key and you put the cell that you want to delete. In this case, I want to delete the company address. So that's very important, you know, to distinguish between delete all and delete. Delete if you want to remove a certain cell value from a record. So you say delete order, you give it the key, and you mention which cell you want to remove. In this case, we are giving the company address. But if you want to remove the whole record, just say delete all order and give it the key. So how to add remove columns in HBase tables? Since HBase database, it's a NoSQL implementation, it's very easy to add or remove records. So it's a very simple thing. If you want to add any record within a column family, you just simply put the name in a put command. So for this example, we're saying put order, we'll put the key, comma, company, colon, company website. Even though we don't have a company website, when we basically, when we inserted values, so the HBase will create the cell value and will insert a Microsoft.com website. So this is how easy it is to add any column within a column family. That's why it's very important to think about your column family when you create tables. Don't worry about the columns, because at any point of time you can add or remove. It's very simple, but the columns family is very important to think about it when you design your HBase tables. To remove a cell or a column in a table, the same thing. It's basically, you can use the delete command. So just say delete order, basically the table name, and then the key, and then you put the column basically name. In this case, I want to remove the company website. So this means that this cell will be removed from this record. So this is how easy it is to basically add remove columns. So at any point of time, you can add columns, remove columns from any record in a HBase tables. Here, let's jump into a demo on working with HBase shell on an HD inside cluster that we provision on Azure. So here we are going to open, double click on the Hadoop command line. We want to basically connect to the HBase shell. So first of all, we're going to say cd HBase home bin. We want to go to the bin directory for the HBase tools, and then we're going to say HBase shell. So with this, once we get the prompt back, this means that we are connected to the HBase shell too. And then we are ready to go ahead and we create and we execute any CRUD operation for the HBase database. So the first thing that I want to create the order table. So I'm going to go ahead and say create order. And we said we need the customer family, and company family. So now with this command, we are creating, basically we have successfully created the order table in HBase. And you see here this the message HBase table order. So let's insert some records in the order table. So we're going to say put order with the key, which is 1201, and then we say customer name, and then we're gonna say the customer name is Mustafa. So let's say we want to add the customer form. So let's say put order, the same key, customer. You see here that we have to have a prefix, which is the customer, the column family first, and then the column name, which is the customer phone number. And then we can say 101. So this is how basically we inserted a record which has for the customer column family, we set the value for the customer name and the customer phone number. We can do the same thing. We can say put order 2015, and then we say for the company, we have company name, and then we say Microsoft. I think I have a space here, so I said Microsoft. And then I'm gonna say put order 1201 2015. Then we wanna say company address. Just wanna say Redmond, so comma, Redmond, Washington State. So now we can say scan order to get all the records, and you see here that we have the row column and we have the column plus cell. So we have for this key, we have for the column company address, we have Redmond, Washington, and we have for the second record is pointing for the same record. Basically we just entered one record, but he shows like as four, because this is how the HBase shell shows the column and the cell value. So the second one is showing the company name, third one is showing the customer name, the fourth one is showing the customer phone number. And so let's say I want to update, and we said that the update statement is basically the same put command. So I'm gonna do the same thing. Put order. I'm gonna put the key. And then I'm gonna say I wanna update the customer and the customer column family. I wanna update the customer name, and I wanna call it, I'm gonna call it Mustafa updated, just to check. I hit enter. So let's say scan order. You should see that the customer name has been updated. You see here in the third record that the customer name has been updated to Mustafa updated. So the same thing, if you want to delete, let's say you want to delete the customer phone number, we're just gonna say delete order we're gonna put our key. Then we're gonna say from the customer, just wanna say remove the customer phone number. So here I basically put the table name, the key, and then which cell I want to remove, which is the customer colon family colon customer phone number, and hit enter. So if I say scan order, so you see now that I don't see the customer phone number. I just see the three cell values. I don't see the four cell value. I just see three because the customer phone number has been deleted. I hope this video was useful, since it was giving you some hands-on experience on working with HBase shell. All the examples that went through was related to one order table. So basically you just it's not that complicated. So you know, like, we're just dealing with one table, one structure, so it's much easier for you to know all the CRUD operation to work with HBase. And I hope this video was useful for you. So feel free, if you have any questions, to post these questions to MSDN forums or Stack Overflow, or you can follow me on Twitter, and feel free to contact me if you have any questions. Thank you so much.